In Cuba today, Jimmy Carter, at the start of a 5-day tour, cast serious doubt on the State Department's recent accusation that Cuba is exporting biological weapons technology to so-called rogue states, possibly to terrorist groups. Mr. Carter said he has asked U.S. intelligence officers and other well-informed sources in the U.S. about those charges.
I asked them specifically, on more than one occasion, is there any evidence that Cuba has been involved in sharing any information to any other country on earth that could be used for terrorist purposes? And the answer from our experts on intelligence was no.
NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Cuba covering the Carter visit. Jerry, where did former President Carter make those comments about his question about Cuba's involvement in bioweapons and the answer he's heard from American officials?
Yes, Carter was on a tour this morning at a major genetic engineering and biotechnology research center in Havana. It's one of 10 such centers throughout Cuba, where Cubans have for now more than 4 decades been developing their very sophisticated biotechnology industry.
And what I heard him saying there was not, I have been able to check and I can tell this isn't happening in Cuba, but rather I've checked with American officials in the know and they say they don't really think it's happening in Cuba.
Exactly. Carter, of course, is a one person. He's not here as an investigator. He's here as a private guest. He's just repeating the answer he received on several occasions, apparently, to the questions about whether Cuba was involved in any kind of terrorist activity.
Now, President Castro of Cuba gave Jimmy Carter carte blanche, told him, feel free to express yourself in Cuba. Has he actually met with any pro-democracy activists there?
In fact, he has already. This morning he had breakfast with two of the leaders of a signature petition initiative here in Cuba known as the Varela Project. It's unprecedented. These activists gathered 11,000 signatures from citizens calling on the Cuban government to allow greater freedoms of speech and assembly and to also to free political prisoners, among other things. Under the Cuban Constitution, citizens have the right to gather signatures and then petition the government. And then under the Constitution, the government is required to post a referendum for public vote.
Is his visit, first of all, is it being carried very heavily in the media there in Cuba?
Now it is. There was no announcement whatsoever in the media until just 2 days before he arrived, which is not untypical here. Since his arrival, many of his events have made the Cuban television. And on the street, there's a buzz among the people. Most people you ask know he's here, and they know very well his relationship with Cuba when he was in office. That was a period of reforming when the U.S. interest sections were established in Washington and in Havana, and also a brief end to the travel ban on Americans visiting Cuba. And Cubans remember that in part because the press has been playing that up, and they express hope that this could in some way warm relations between the two countries because, as you know, most Cubans don't want the embargo to go on any longer.
What else is on Jimmy Carter's agenda for the week?
Most importantly, tomorrow evening he'll speak at 6 p.m. on national television from the University of Havana, and he's expected to strike a conciliatory tone, urging the two countries to find some way to reconcile. And he also is likely to make comments about the human rights situation in Cuba, often criticized by the international community.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
NPR's Jerry Haddon speaking to us from Havana, Cuba, where he's following the visit of former President Jimmy Carter.